Welcome to your morning boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your morning boost.
Welcome back to your morning boost. It's October 1st, and that means the latest Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5 newsletter is officially out. So you should have it in your inbox already. And if you don't, reach out to us. We'll make sure we get that to you. Today, we're diving into one of the most practical and, let's be honest, necessary articles from this month's edition. This is a piece from Edtopia titled Managing Your Gmail Inbox, Tips for Educators. If you've ever felt like your inbox is just a bottomless pit of requests and information, hopefully this episode will be your lifeline. We're going to explore why inbox management is a leadership skill and share some actionable tips to help you regain control, reduce stress, and reclaim your focus for what truly matters, your students and your staff. So this Edutopia article, while seemingly simple, provides a powerful framework for tackling what can feel like an insurmountable problem. It's not just about efficiency. It's about creating a system that serves your leadership, not the other way around. The piece starts by advocating for the zero inbox philosophy, which is a methodical approach to managing your email. While the idea of an empty inbox might seem impossible to many of us, it's not just about being done with email forever. It's about a daily routine where you deal with each message with purpose, taking one of four immediate actions. You're deleting them, you're delegating them, you're responding immediately, or you're deferring, and then you're archiving it. The power here is in eliminating the mental clutter of unfinished tasks. Building on this philosophy, the author also emphasizes leveraging organizational tools that are already built into Gmail. This includes using labels to categorize emails, creating filters to automatically sort recurring messages, and setting up templates for common responses. For a school leader, this can mean creating a parent communication label or an urgent staff needs filter and having a pre-written template for acknowledging a teacher's email. The article provides a clear path forward, but I still have a few questions if these tips are enough to overcome the sheer volume of emails that all of our school leaders receive. Is it truly a sustainable solution for a principal's inbox? I do wonder a little bit. But the piece also touches on the importance of not checking your email constantly. As leaders, we often feel the pressure to be always on. This article is a great reminder that effective leadership requires periods of deep work and focus. And constantly refreshing your inbox is just nothing but a major distraction. It's a great piece to share with your teachers as well. And email overwhelms all of us within education. And this is a common challenge that all of our educators can benefit from. Ultimately, what this article makes clear is that managing your digital workspace isn't just a matter of convenience. It's an act of self-care, and it's also a strategy for effective leadership. By taking control of your inbox, you're not just saving time, you're preserving your mental energy for the critical work of connecting with your students and supporting your team. A clear inbox can lead to a clear mind, allowing you to be fully present and responsive to the needs of your school community. It's one of those small changes that can make a monumental difference in your day-to-day life as a leader. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Good luck with those emails as you do some cleanup, reorganizing, and rethinking about your inbox. But outside of that, we'll be back again tomorrow for some more tips on your morning boost. Thank you again, listeners. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.